103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. And we got some stars in the building, some reggae stars. They're here in town for the Summer Fest that's going down this weekend. And we have what's in the studio, High Octane, Spice, and Jamil. How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on?
Spice, now you kind of cool because it's your first time being in KC, correct?
Definitely. No, I know it won't go on with my last, so.
How you feeling right now?
What
do you think about KC?
It's kind of different than what I'm normally used to because, you know, New York is kind of...
Are you from New York?
No, but I mostly go to New York, so
okay.
It's kind of different. My first time here, so I kind of just vibe in the place, and it's cool.
Feeling the energy?
Good. Yeah, definitely.
And so, now, you guys are all in town this weekend for the Summerfest. It's going down, correct?
Yeah.
This is the second annual one. Now, High Octane, this is your second one you're going to be at, right?
Mm-hmm.
How'd the first one go?
Well, the first one was good. The first one was like One Vice promotion testing the reggae vibration over this side, you know what I mean? So, it was good. It was like a platform for what to come, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the second thing with, you know, better artists, bigger artists, you know, people known, it's more known artists, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are even more current. Last year was known artists, but even more current artists.
More current artists this year?
You know what I mean? So people looking out. And then last year, everything, when you start first, is like a stepping stone where people want to see if it's bogus or not. You know what I mean? So people know it's legitimate from last year, so them looking out for a better show this year.
Mm, you know,
better presentation. You know?
Yeah, so second time around, so we bigger and better, correct?
Yeah.
All right, Spice, this is your first one. How you feeling about the show?
I'm feeling good. Them know me already. Me the queen of stage, queen of dancer. So me a representer. Me a go hard. And them know me not left the sheet. So when I spread out the sheet tonight, the man them have to come go on with themselves because they know a problem. Yeah. So the girl them have to get ready for that something. Them not left the sheet. So you know, just get ready. That's a city of problem. The queen is here.
She is here and she is ready to go. Now, Jamil, we ain't talked to you much, Jamil. How you doing tonight?
All gone, yeah.
So this your first Summerfest too?
Definitely. Is it Patriots Day alive? Life.
Hey, so how you feeling about the show coming up?
Feeling great, you know. Mm-hmm. Once I left my country, I can go in a place so people recognize the music. After all these years I put in the hard work, it's definitely a great feeling, is it?
Yeah, it's all paying off. So how long you guys all been doing music respectively?
Me? Yes. Well, my father said me I make my own music from age 4, you know, me I make my own rhymes. Then, you know, I can remember performing for the first time at age 7, you know, age 12 I did my first official single and the journey continued from there and I was still there, is it?
Now you here.
Yeah.
What about you, Spice? How long you been doing music?
I've been doing it since I was in school. So, I mean, a few years back, that's where I got my first recognition because I used to lead the choir. I was that nice Christian girl. I don't know what happened along the way. But, you know.
We just don't know what happened.
I own this.
But it's all right. You still here with
us. Yeah, I drew this.
You know, it all worked out.
Yeah, who brought me out?
What about you, High Octane?
Yeah, I'm still a laugh. Spice full of joke. Well, from ever since, from school days, I always be that individual who represent at every penny concert. You know what I mean? I always, as long as it's music, I'm very energetic. Music is like the soundtrack of my existence, so I love it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So from them time day until now, we've been doing music. Over a decade.
Over a decade, okay.
Yeah.
So Jamil started at 4. Both of y'all started in school, so y'all been
yeah,
putting
we start,
in work.
We start early. We start close to 2 decades, but established artists over a decade now.
Yeah. And so if y'all could, so people that haven't heard y'all music before and gonna hear it for the first time and stuff, how would y'all describe y'all music, each one of y'all's respectively?
For me, I'm very aggressive. I mean, I do straight dancehall.
Mm.
So when you talk about slackness, I mean, own the part there, because I just put it straight on the table as it is. So the girl, them love it, because they want to dash out and wind up them waist and go on with a bag of things. So I just do straight dancehall, get to
okay.
The point,
straight
yeah.
Round. So
I mean, response to the girl, them.
So since you a dancehall artist, how do you feel about Drake using dancehall? You like it?
Oh, of course I like it. Listen, Drake is my boy, so, you know.
All right,
that's
yeah,
look at Callum.
When Drake and also other artists, more international artists, does, you know, a little dancehall, it's good for us because it's more exposure for the genre itself. And so a lot of people sometimes have a problem with it and say they don't give us the respect, but they use our music, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it's a little conflict. But I personally, I like it because it enhances the genre.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I want to go to on an international platform. So when Drake does dancehall, more people search for the music itself. So it's good. So I like them thing there. Big up Drake and Rihanna, their little reggae, work, dancehall vibe the other day as well. So I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Altine? How would you describe your music, Altine?
I'm a versatile artist in terms of I do reggae music and I do dancehall music. I don't classify myself as a dancehall or a reggae artist. I just do music.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And whichever rhythm, whichever genre it is, I try to represent myself best as possible. You know what I mean? Because it's all about melodies and, you know, how you use the word, metaphors, puns, you know, similes. You know, it's all about creativity and how you create the melodies to synchronize and the rhythms. So I'm not a one-dimensional person where I like to do all type of genres and all type of things. So I will hear a reggae rhythm today and I will sing and I will hear a hip-hop rhythm tomorrow and I will sing on it. But the main formula, the main ingredients is originated from Jamaica. You can hear the Jamaican in the music.
Mm.
And that's how I approach it.
So you keep that Jamaica soul in your music regardless of what kind of music you make?
Yeah, it don't matter if it's patois or it's English oriented. You can hear, so it's from a Jamaican or from that side of the world. You know?
I like that. Keep the roots at home. All right. And where'd Jamil go? Where's he at? Oh, there he is. All right. So, Jamil, what's your music, man? Describe your music to us, man. What you bringing to the table, dog?
My thing no limited still, you know. Reggae, dancehall, even R&B, hip-hop, anything. You see me? I say, but, you know, I mostly keep it realistic. So, when you listen to my music, I will see you on the streets. You see me?
So, you more like the street artist guy in the group?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right.
Sing for the streets, you know, the people from the streets. Yeah.
Okay, man. So, y'all just all bringing something different to the table. I rock with it. It's going to be a good summer fest coming up tomorrow night, man. So y'all vibes feeling right? Y'all just get in town, correct?
Yeah, well, me, we came on separate flights, so I acting.
No, I've been here from yesterday.
Right.
Okay. And so
I just came today.
First time in Casey. That's what's up. And then what about you, Jamil?
Yeah, ma. Today.
Just today? All right, man. So it's going down tomorrow night, the Summer Fest, the second one. The first one's a big one, but we're going to do it even bigger this time around. So tomorrow night's going down at 8 o'clock at the Visions Reception Hall.
And before you close the interview, we have a young artist over here.
What's his name? Where's he at?
Right here. Black Blood.
Black Blood, where's he at?
Yeah.
Get on the mic, Black Blood. Let me hear you talk.
Go in front of the microphone, Black
Blood. Yeah, come on, man. Introduce yourself, dog.
Yeah, Black Blood, young entertainer from Kansas City.
Oh, you from Kansas City?
No, I'm not from Kansas
City. Okay, so you got the Tom Ali jersey on, so I was a little, you threw me off a little bit. But yeah, so you're going to be at the show tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the show tomorrow night.
And what can people expect from you on stage?
Expect authentic Jamaican music.
I like what y'all bringing, man. It's going to be a good show tomorrow night. It's going down Vision Receptions Hall, the Summer Fest, second annual, 8 o'clock. Now, before we go and wrap this up, I want y'all to tell the people where they can find your music at on social media.
Well, it's Spice Official, right? Through Facebook, Spice Official. Instagram, Spice Official. Twitter, Spice Official.
What about that SoundCloud? You got SoundCloud, Spice?
Spice Official.
Okay. It's all
right across the board.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. About you, High Octane?
Well, it's just Real High Octane. And it's not H-I-G-H. It's Real I-O-C-T-N-E. That's how the High Octane spell. I-O-C-T-N-E. So it's Real High Octane and Facebook. Instagram, it's Real High Octane. And Twitter, it's Real High Octane. And Facebook is just High Octane.
Okay.
Yes.
And where'd Jamil go?
Oh, this all.
Oh, man.
In the studio.
I was trying to get this information. But, y'all, I appreciate you coming by the studio, man.
Thank you so much for having us. I just want people to know, say, I want all survives. I go on, you know, one whole heap of niceness. A problem. Just get ready. Kansas City, a problem. I'm if I tell you. Just get ready. Them know already, say, I'm mad thing. I don't think I have to elaborate anymore. They know what to expect.
Right. They know what they expect, and they bring in the energy. So, I just hope they ready for tomorrow night. The probably. Summer Fest, 8 o'clock, going down at the Vision Receptions Hall. Thank y'all again for coming by.
Yeah, man, bless up yourself. Give thanks to the interview.
Yeah,
one love.
No
respect.
Problem.
Kansas City.